You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
This is counterintuitive to most big brands. And I think that this nugget is something that people would really want to pay much more closer attention to, because it actually solves two issues. It's a retention and also a win back that's probably happening with your business today that you don't realize. Long story short, because I'm working on being more concise with my words and slowing down.
This is typically the slowest I've ever heard you talk, by the way.
Oh my God, this is painful. I feel like I'm like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Hey guys. So
that was even slower.
So that hurt. So typically brands believe that their retention comes from a brand campaign, which means that most of their returning customers come from a brand campaign. This is even more true if you have a large amount of SKUs, like 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 SKUs. To break that mold, I want you all to look at a metric that you may not be looking at, which is the existing customers of your non-brand campaigns. For example, this is the last 7 days of a client that, and I can prove this with data, I will not rabbit hole, all of these shopping campaigns have not one branded term. We've taken a year to make sure that they are perfect. And they start off very well. But when you look at the amount of returning transactions in the last 7 days, my shopping campaign brought 2,000 new clients and 2,500 returning clients. My brand campaign brought 333 new clients and 751 returning clients, meaning that I have a higher ratio of returning in my brand campaign, but a higher volume of returning in my shopping, because we are an instant gratification Amazon generation now. You want something, you pull out your phone, you Google it. That's it. You don't see something and say, I need a dog bed. I really hope the company I buy my medications from 6 months ago sells a dog bed. You don't care. You're looking for a dog bed. So a win-back campaign is actually happening on your non-brand campaigns, sometimes even more efficient than your brand. You want to retain customers? Don't spike up your brand spend. Spike up your non-brand spend. That is where people are a lot of times coming back because you're familiar with them. So monitor your returning transactions in your cold traffic. When you spike that spend up, you get more new and returning traffic rather than focusing on your brand campaign. That's the nugget.
That's a pretty tasty nugget. You caveated this with, if you have a lot of SKUs, does it work? I mean, when you categorize that, a lot of SKUs, I'm assuming thousands of SKUs. Is there any sort of exceptions to the rule here? Yeah, you have a dozen SKUs. Like, I just bought this mouthpiece thing for my workout. They have like 12 SKUs. But then the campaign, I think, on the pet space that we're talking about has like thousands of SKUs. So is there any happy medium between the two? What are your recommendations there?
It's category-based in a niche. Okay. So if you have 4 or 5 categories of products in a niche, like workout equipment, if you have, let's say, the apparel, the gloves, a chalk, whatever it is, when a person is looking to buy stuff, it usually doesn't happen all at once. Not usually. So if you're looking to be like, hey, I'm going to the gym, I need to get headphones, you have that. I need to get a sweatband, you have that. I need gym shorts, you have that. Now I need gloves, you have that. They're still going to search for things, but you can bucket your existing audiences and prioritize bidding for them on cold traffic terms so as to not lose them to another company that may have even more SKUs than you do that would retain that customer for longer. So bigger SKU brands actually are more of a threat to you if you do not focus on retaining and bringing back your existing customers when they want to purchase something. Very rarely do you bucket audiences of people like in display and spend $100,000 on them. People don't wake up one day and be like, dear God, I need to buy gloves, because they increase their ad spend. That doesn't happen. If only we can, we're a genie in Aladdin, we can't control free will. That's what I think is responding to how they're going to be buying stuff, taking a look at, they're not going to be loyal to you, especially after their first purchase. Maybe even after their fifth purchase, they're not loyal to you. They're loyal to what they want, which is why Amazon does so well. So that's what's interesting is looking at, I need to work on retention. Don't look at your retention only strategies majority of the time. If you have more than 4 or 5 categories in a niche, your existing customers are going to have cold traffic terms that will be buying from you again because they find you again. They're familiar, they're comfortable.
The key is the categories. really, because we always think, oh, yeah, you don't want to spend more money on returning customers. But if they're buying the same thing over and over again, it's a supplement, for example, like you should be able to hold them in with a minimal campaign just on brand terms, but also relying on your email because you're just getting more of the same thing that you bought before. You're talking about, in the case of the workout example, is mouth guards are now a big thing, like sweatbands, chalk, weight belt, whatever it happens to be. The more categories they're related, when they actually search for those and they'll say, oh, I've bought that from that guy before.
I had a good experience.
Yeah, I had a good experience. They delivered it on time. The mouth guard, the chalk works, whatever it happens to be. Now I'll get a weight belt from them.
Yeah, and your email campaigns reinforce that decision too, which makes you more considered. Here's a good example. I have a company called Traveloop. We sell luggage. I had a person on October 18th buy a $1,000 piece of luggage. And then November 8th, they bought the cover for that luggage. It was a Bellagio by Bricks. They bought a Bellagio $1,000 piece of luggage. 20 days later, they type in Bellagio cover. I saw it in the back end of Shopify. They clicked on another UTM'd campaign and then bought the cover for it. They were going to buy it from somewhere else, but they bought it from me again. And I spent $2 to bring that person back for another $50 sale.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan. A bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.